Negoyim Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet we're up to. Okay, so we're making some progress over here. So now in this Mishnah, we are going to talk about the total number of colors in Negoyim. Now, let me clarify once again. Of course, my own preference is to always see the sugya like the Rambam. And the girsa that we have is like the Rambam. And what that means is that the entire discussion of how many Maros Negoyim there are, and the issue about being two Ovais and two Toldais and all of that, it's all entirely academic. Because basically, all I need to know is that any color from white of the level of Krum Beitza up, more white than that, is a Nega. So why do I need to know all of this? So as we explained, the only reason I need to know all of this is because essentially the Kohen's application of the words Tameh, Tohar, Muzga has to be based on a direct application of the words of the Torah. So either he understands where this is implicit in the Torah, or someone who's whispering in his ear understands how it's implicit in the Torah. But this means that this is the Torah speaking through him, right? In order for the Torah to be speaking through him, he has got to be aware of how it is that those psukim are saying that Krum Beitza and up is considered to be white. So therefore, in order for the Kohen to get his little smicha, that he's going to be able to be Raya Negoyim, he is going to have to be a Boki in the Re'iyas and in the names of those Negoyim. And that's the only reason that it's important for us to describe. Now, if we take that understanding, then the Mishnah that follows is also understandable. If we don't take that understanding, it seems to be simply childish. Because all that happens in the different shitas of the Mishnah that come to list what are the total number of Maros Negoyim is that basically everybody ends up saying the same thing, and it's only a question of terminology. That's what it's going to end up. So if the point over here is that the idea of mentioning the names of these Negoyim is essentially an insight into the number of questions on the Bechina to the Kohen. What is this, and what is this, and what is this? Then the Machlokas over here, between the Shitas in the Mishnah about how many Maros Negoyim are there, makes sense. It means how many Maros in different contexts are we going to insist the Kohen is a Baki in being able to describe in situ and according to their exact application. So let's say we have the same Mara, but one is inside of a Shechin and one is inside of a Mikveh. That's a different question. Tell me what this is, Mr. Cohen. Oh, this is a Baharet in a Tzarevet HaShechin. Thank you. But if we just ask him, is this the color to be Tomei or Tohar, then that's not an application of the Dinim of the Torah. So that would mean that I would have to add the various ways in which this particular color would be Nogea. And I have to put that on the multiple choice list over here that the Kohen's going to have to go through, you see? So because of that, the question would be how much detail would be involved in that Mifchan. So then the Mishnah begins to make sense. So let's take into consideration that after our introduction, and we know about all of the different types of Negoyim there are. So basically, there's going to be six different applications of Negoyim, correct? You're going to have Tzoras Ha'or, which was what we've been talking about until now, standard Tzoras. Then you're going to have Shechin or Mikveh. Because those are exactly the same, that is not considered to be a separate, completely separate category of tzaras. The only reason they're separated, you will remember, is because they're not mitzaref, one with the other. So a chatzi gris on a tzareves hashchin or a chatzi gris on a tzareves hamichva is not mitzaref. But basically a michva and a shchin is exactly the same lahalocha in every way, in terms of the simonim, in terms of the mara, and therefore we call that one category. So then we also have netek. Remember that the netek was an area that pathologically turned bald, which sometimes happens when you get a bald spot that is caused by a fungus or something like that. And then we also have karachat vigabachat, which is real baldness. The only difference is that karachat is a technical description of baldness towards the back of the head from the top of the head back. And a gabachat is what nowadays people refer to as karachat, which is the wrong meaning in the Torah, but a gabachat means it's the front part of the head. Fine. Then, of course, we have tzaras habegadim, and then we have tzaras on the batim. Total of 6 different types of negayim, which are actually in the order that the Masechet over here is going to present them. So now, because of that, Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKohanim says, if you're going to add up, now there's some question about whether we really have this Girsa about Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKohanim or whether it only appears in a Braisa and so on. Let's take the Girsa as if it's here. Fine. So if you add up all of the different Marot Negaim, you end up with 16, because this is the way that you would have to apply it. And if you don't apply it that way, so then you're not. So what we have is basically, we have 3 types of the tzaras that are on skin directly. That's the tzaras ha'or. Then we have tzaras shchino mikva. And then we have tzaras on karachas ugabachas. The netek doesn't really matter to us because it doesn't matter what it looks like, according to Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKohanim. It's the netek itself. It's the fact that it's a bald spot of whatever color that's going to be giving it its din, right? So then that we have 3 types. And if we have 3 types, any one of the 4 maros that we discussed in the opening of the Masechet, which takes us from Baheret all the way down to Se'et, according to Rabbi Meir, or Baheret and Se'et at the beginning, and then we have the secondary, the sapachat of the Baheret, and we have the sapachat ha-Se'et, gives us 4 maros. So multiply 4 maros times the way in which we've got the number of tzaras, 3 times 4 equals 12. Now, that's only on skin. Now let's move on to tzaras habeged and tzaras habatim. So tzaras habeged and tzaras habatim, as the Torah says, could be either yirak rak or adam dam, right? Just remember the rap song. It's an amazing rap song, but it's not nice to play. It's like taking the Torah and mamash making it. It's an unbelievable rap song. One of the best. Thank God it never made it, because it's really a chilul of the blessing. But okay. So we've got yirak rak and adam dam. And we've got times 2, because we have yirak rak and adam dam, deep red, deep green in begadim, and deep red, deep green in batim. So that gives us 4. And that means that, according to Rabbi Hanina, what Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKohanim was talking about was the 3 maros of the or times 4, and the 2 maros times 2, together equals 16. Okay? So everything is clear. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis Omer, no, that's oversimplifying things for the Kohen. There's actually 36 different types of Maros Negoyim that the Kohen is going to have to respond to, okay? First of all, I mean, it was ridiculous to talk only about 4 Maros because we spoke about Patuch. And remember that Patuch adds an additional 4 colors. So the whole thing had to be multiplied. So it really was 8 different Maros. And those 8 different Maros are, the Baheret, and the Se'et, and then the Sapachat HaBeheret, the Sapachat HaSe'et, and the Patuch of all of the above. The Patuch meaning the mixture with this and Adam Dam. Okay, so if that's the case, then what we're talking about over here is we have a total of 24, because I include the Netek. So what does that mean, I include the Netek? Does it mean that he holds that a netek is only mitame in those colors, in those 8 colors? Not necessarily, because some of the Rishonim hold that when he includes the netek, he's including it again only because of the fact that the Kohen has to identify the concept of the netek. So because of that, if the Kohen is it not true that these 8 colors will make a netek tame? It is true. Does it have to be those 8 colors? Maybe not. But that doesn't mean that the Kohen shouldn't have to identify that he's dealing with a netek, does it? So therefore, it's proper to include that in the Mifchan of the Kohen. So what we're looking into is basically the Rabbanut's examination of Kohanim for being ro'i for Tzoras. Ro'i to Paskin on Tzoras. That's all. So therefore, you have to multiply the six completely. I mean, the total of four times the eight, because there are eight colors in four variations, Karachat Kabachat, Netek, Shchinu Mikva, and Nigeor, each one of which has the four primary colors of white, plus times two because of the Patuch. Okay, so that's 24. All right, that starts right away to adding up to all of multiplying three different cases by eight. Then we also have those 24. If we add the netek, it comes out to an additional eight. That's 32. Then we have to worry about the Yurak Rak and Adam Dam times two, because the Yurak Rak and Adam Dam could be either in Begadim or they could be in Batim. So it's a total of 36. Akavya ben Malalel says, nah, you're going too easy on the boy. It's actually 72. Now, there's no way to get it to 72 because there's really only a total of 36 primary times that he's going to be called on, right? Okay. So what that means is that you have to say separately, says Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim, the Negoyim that you are going to be looking at the first time and the Negoyim that you're going to have to be able to identify when it comes back to you after Hezger. And because of this, what the Kohen also has to achieve is a memory feat, not only a color identification feat. And therefore, we want to make sure that he can identify this as the same Nega with whatever kind of variations in coloration may be going on, and to be able to know when it's spread, or to be able to know when it now looks different because it has one of the other issues in it. So it may have a michyas basar chai, it may have sa'ar lavan, and that may be changing the area of the negan. So he's got to be able to identify all of that. So to make it easy on him by saying, okay, all he has to do is tell us what does he see when the negan comes in front of him, that's absolutely useless, because how is he going to be able to paskin if at the end of Hezger of Shiva, he can't identify precisely what has occurred? And therefore, he really is going to have to identify 72 different issues. And the truth is, I mean, even that, I'm really going easy on him, because, I mean, the fact is, we should insist that he should be able to identify each and every one of these cases based on the particular Simone Tuma that have occurred. So he should be able to tell me this is a Nega of the Or, which is a secondary to a Baheret Mare, and it's a Patuch that has a development of a Seir Lavan in it. But he has to be able to say that entire thing and say it has a Michas Basar Chai in it. Or he has to say that entire thing and say that it was Pasa based on what I had seen 7 days before, and so on and so forth. So let me tell you something. Don't complain about fairness for 72 lousy questions when you could have had a Bechina of 250 questions, okay? So let's take this really gently. All right. Now, another thing that I want to make clear, says Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, is that you don't look at a Nega on a Sunday. They actually made a movie on that. It was called Never on a Sunday. And that is because if a Kohen will look at a Nega for the first time on a Sunday, then if he had to put that Nega into Hezger, that means he's going to have to come back on Shabbos, right? But you can't be done on a Nega on Shabbos, because it also has a function of Dinim, which we answered on Shabbos. And then the Shavua Shalom of Hezger will turn out to be on Shabbos. And the same thing is true that it should never be a Monday, because then if it turns out he needed a Hezger Sheni, then the Hezger Sheni will come out on the next Shabbos. So really, he better start only on a Tuesday. So, okay, you can start on Tuesday seeing Negoyim, because otherwise the Shavua Sheni Shalo is Chal Liyot B'Shabbat. Now, if it's a house that you're looking at, then you can't look at it on Tuesday either. Because remember, now this is all a trick. These next Mishnayos that are coming up are crazy Mishnayos, and they are just there to get you into understanding all of the various dinim and so on, you see. So therefore, we put it in this way to make you realize the implications of the delay and what's going to be the difference and the difference between beged and bayit and or, and what's going to happen, the difference of a tsarevet ashkin versus a shkin versus a boak. These are things that normally don't have any kind of application, and the Mishnah is going to create these crazy situations where they will have application, just to make sure that you go through the entire thing. This is sort of like the written part of the driver's test, which you think is like, this is crazy. But no, actually, it's what's going to get you on the road properly, because you're going to know everything that you need to deal with. So therefore, we don't want you to do this for a house, even on a Tuesday, because then the Shavua Shalishi Shalo is going to end up on a Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not a question of when it's going to end up. That's your problem later, you know. Life has to be handled according to what is in front of you, okay? You've got your Kohen, somebody's calling you in, he's got a nega, what are you going to tell him? Never on a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday. I mean, you can't tell him that. So you've got a job to do, so you look at the nega. Now, when you have to put it into Hezger and it's Shabbos, you then simply inform the patient that, look, your Hezger ends on Shabbos, but I do not have office hours on Shabbos, so we will have to wait and delay your Hezger by a day. Nobody ever said that you absolutely must be Roya the Hezger on the seventh day, and if not, you're doing something wrong. It's more important to be Vera'ah Kohen et HaNega. So right now you have a Chiyuv to see the Nega, so go ahead and see the Nega. That exactly is the question, actually, between Rabbi Akiva and the Shita that says never on a Sunday. In other words, V'ra'ah HaKohen Bayom HaShvi'i, is that the actual Chiyav, or is V'ra'ah HaKohen Et HaNega the primary Chiyav? Okay, so now, says Rabbi Akiva, so if it turns out that your Hezker comes out on Shabbos, so then you just put off the visit. Your clinic's not open on Shabbos. Fine. But now this could cause either a kula or a chumra in the way things are going to come out. Because by pushing it off, you may make things harder or you may make things better. Now, that is a childishly obvious point. You know, because obviously, if you put it off a day, things could have gotten worse during that day or things could have gotten better in that day, right? But all the next Mishnayos are going to go through every single way that something could have been worse, every single way that something could have been better, which again is childishly obvious, but it's the one way that the Mishnah has of brilliantly walking you through all of the various dinim, which until you hit these Mishnayos that are coming, you may not even be aware of. So it's a perfect introduction to all of the details of Maaris Negayim, which is, of course, the whole point of our parak.